Okay, we're in the Sefer Chazon of Adia, Amud Mem Vav, page 46. Bitfilat Shacharit Be'er Rosh Shana, En Omrim Vidui Unfilat Apayim. We do in the Tfilat Shacharit on Er Rosh Shana, that means the day before Rosh Shana, we do not say Tachanun, we don't say Vidui Unfilat Apayim. V'lo Mizmor Ya'ancha U'tfilat David, and we also don't say Ya'ancha Hashem B'yom Tzara, between Asherin and Val Tzion, and also Tfilat David before Bet Yaakov, we don't say that, just like all the days that we don't say Tachanun. Just like this is the minhag on every single erev yom tov that we do not say tachanun on erev yom tov on every erev yom tov. Even though on the slichot of erev shana, inside the slichot there is tachanun, there is nefilat apayim, we do nefilat apayim, and we do say it there. On, even though it's erev shana, despite that. In Shacharit, we don't say it because it's Erev Yom Tov. Afilu Giyu Elohim Achar Alot Ashachar Kol Menetzachama Uvmincha Shlefnei Yom Erev Rosh Shana Pashut Sheomrim Vidui Nefilat Apayim. However, but the Mincha before Erev Rosh Shana, that means not the Mincha before Rosh Shana, the two Minchas before Rosh Shana, that it's Pashut that you do say Vidui Nefilat Apayim. That's for sure. But however, the main point of this halacha is Erev Rosh Shana, we do not say Vidui Nefilat Apayim, just like every Erev Yom Tov. So I was thinking a little bit, and I didn't recall, you know, ever, I don't know, I feel like this is not such a well-known halakha, that every single Erev Yom Tov, Tachnun is not said. I just thought there was, Erev Shabbat, there's Tachnun in Shacharit, but Erev Yom Tov there isn't, so I did a little research. I looked, opened up the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, and the tour. It's brought down in the tour, Bishem, the Minhag of Ashkenaz, that there is a Minhag not to say Tachanun on Erev Yom Tov. So if you look at the Derisha right there on the tour, the Derisha says, he didn't even speak out the reason why the tour says there's no Tachanun said on Erev Rosh Shana. So if you look at the Derisha, he says he didn't even speak out the reason why Tachanun is not said on Erev Rosh Shana. It's not because there's a klal that Tachanun is not said on every single Erev Yom Tov. That's not the reason. Rather, it happens to be that every single Erev Yom Tov, Tachanun wouldn't be said for different reasons. So for example, Erev Sukkot, there's no Tachanun that's said, because from after Yom Kippur until I think it is, what the specific date, there's no Tachanun that's said, and that includes Erev Sukkot. On Erev Pesach, the whole month of Nisan, you don't say Tachanun anyways, right? On Erev Shavuot, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Yud Bet Sivan, Tachanun is not said. That's the thing. It happens to be that Erev Shavuot is covered under there. So too, the Derisha says, Erev Rosh Hashanah also, it's there's no slichot that's said, and the reason is because it's a day of tremendous, you know, energies of us coming close to Hashem. It's a big Yom Tov. We're being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous Simcha, and that also extends to the Shacharit beforehand. But it's not because there's a general klal that every single Erev Yom Tov Tachanun is not said. However, that's what the Derisha says. What's mashma from the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the words of over here in Chazon Avadia, and also Yalkut Yosef, and from what I've seen and a few Achronim that I've seen, it seems that it is a general klal. They don't make any mention of specific reasons for every single Yom Tov. It seems like it is a general klal. What the nafkamin is, what the practical difference is between whether you say it's a general klal that every single Erev Yom Tov we don't say Tachanun, or whether it happens to be, you know, that every single Erev Yom Tov has a specific reason why Tachanun is not said. I don't know if there is a practical difference. I don't know, but it's just interesting to speak out the reason of what that is. From the Derisha, it seems that there's a specific reason by every single Yom Tov. However, when you look at the Shulchan Aruch and in the other Sfarim, the more Achronim, it seems like it is a general klal. There's no mention, nothing's mentioned about any specific reason that's specific to every single Yom Tov. Have a great day.